I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Atlanta Beltline is one step closer to owning the land it needs to complete its trail loop. GPB's Emma Burns reports on the purchase of an abandoned rail corridor known as the Kudzu Line.
The nearly 2 miles of old CSX track will allow the future Beltline path to connect to Atlanta's west side neighborhoods near Bankhead. With Monday's $6.3 million purchase, the Beltline owns 80% of the land needed to complete the 22-mile trail and transit loop. The remaining 20% of the corridor is still being used by the railroad or owned by other entities. Funding for the land comes from the City of Atlanta's 2016 Transportation Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax, or TSPLOST. For GPB News, I'm Emma Burns in Atlanta.
A wall that collapsed in June along part of I-75 has prompted repairs that could delay the opening of 30 miles of the Northwest Corridor Express lanes in Cobb and Cherokee counties. Another section of the wall collapsed in 2017, according to an AJC report. The second collapse earlier this year prompted GDOT and the project's contractor to bring in an independent engineer firm to investigate the design and construction. BJ Pack, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia, has added 8 new federal prosecutors to his Atlanta office. The AJC reports that 5 of the new attorneys will be in the criminal division and the remaining 3 in the civil division. The new hires are part of a Trump administration initiative to hire more than 300 new assistant U.S. attorneys nationwide. Fulton County Schools police officers are returning to the classroom this week equipped with body cameras. According to WSB, officers finished training with the new devices last week. All 70 officers will wear the body cameras as part of their standard uniforms. The cameras record in high definition and take still photos. Officers say the body cams will help provide transparency for law enforcement and the people they interact with. Well, when Columbia County students return to their classrooms tomorrow, security will be much tighter. Following the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, the school district, located just outside of Augusta, decided to more than triple their number of school safety officers. Penny Jackson is the assistant superintendent of the Columbia County School District. She says the increase is being paid for with funding from the school system, along with state funds and contributions from local businesses.
Every one of our schools, all 32 schools, will have a safety officer. 23 of them will be new. And for the first time ever, we have a safety officer in every one of our elementary schools.
Around 28,000 kids attend Columbia County schools. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream host the Las Vegas Aces tonight at McCamish Pavilion. With a win, Atlanta would clinch a spot in the WNBA playoffs. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.